want the double-edged sword.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm going to give the sword back to the Black Knight over here. And let's talk a little bit about want. Want is desire, right? And in business, it is the place where you can come right out and talk about desire directly, even though it fuels most people most of the day, most of the time. It really is. It's the thing that makes us do what we end up doing, is our desire to do it, our want to do it. That's why so many people don't do what they need to do. They do what they want to do. They follow their initial desire. Now, this has bad connotations, obviously, but it also has good connotations. In a marketplace economy like we have in the United States, or the partial marketplace economy, it has a whole lot of benefits to it. It brings about innovation and everything else. I'm not going to get too deep into that on whether want is a good thing or not a good thing. The plain fact of the matter is, if you're looking to sell anything to anyone, you've got a product, you've got a service, anything, you have to understand, or constantly get to understand more and more about want. And I'm going to talk about the double-edged sword of it. I'm going to talk about the fact that I talk about this a lot here, is we talk about the customer and the client and the end person, whoever you're working with. If you're bringing on a patient, it doesn't matter what circumstance. If you're attempting to get somebody to do something, you have to play to what it is that they already want. You have to either know what that is or find out what that is. And then you have to play to it and show how your widget, your service, your church can get them what they already want. Not an easy task. And at the same time, here's the other edge of the sword that I don't talk about as often. You have to keep an eye on what it is that you want in the back of your mind, but not in the front, okay? So you really have to get good at setting your wants aside while attempting to help other people achieve their wants. And it's a natural thing, because if you are too consumed with your own wants, it changes your behavior. And this is really apparent in one-on-one sales environment. And I'm not just talking a used car salesman. I'm talking any situation where you are in a conversation with somebody attempting to take them from where they are to purchasing something that you have, or doing a certain action that you want them to do. I mean, it could be that you're looking to get them to donate to a charity. It doesn't matter. It's the same process no matter what. Different wants, perhaps, but it's the same process. So in that process, if you are focused too much on getting them to do what you want them to do because you want the end result that's going to come from that, meaning you're going to get a paycheck from it, you're going to get something. If you pay too much attention to what you want, it messes up the whole feel of it. And people can sense when somebody is pushing them to do what they want them to do versus what they themselves want to do, if that makes sense. This is very, very, very prevalent, like I said, in one-on-one interactions. It gets a little bit more dissonant as you start talking about marketing and start having a distance between the person doing the sale and the person who's wanting to, who you want to sell, you know. But in the one-on-one environment, you get into a situation where you're discussing with a person, you're talking to a person. The person who can get the other person revealing their wants is the person that wins. If the consumer is able to show, to get the seller to reveal their wants, they end up winning. Unless the seller isn't honest, okay? Which is really easy not to do. And so what one thing I'll do, if I'm working with somebody and I'm, talking with somebody that I'm looking to sell my car to. I'm just bringing up a random example because I do have a used vehicle that I'm looking to get rid of. If I'm talking to them, the first thing I'm going to say is, this is how much we're looking for it. Here's everything that's wrong with it. I'm going to put all of my sore spots, all of the chinks in my armor, anything that could possibly go wrong, I want that all up front. Because I want anything that they could see as a negative right out there. I'll say, this is how much I'm looking for, so I'm going to tell them the price right off the bat. And all the things that they tell you not to do, sometimes you need to do. Sometimes you need to put it all out front. Because when you do that, they already felt like they won. And they have, if you're being honest. They've already won. They've gotten to see your side. So now they feel okay about showing their side. They feel okay about showing what they want. And the more honest that conversation is between the two sides, as direct to the point as possible, the better the circumstance is that the right person is going to purchase the right thing. Because there's always a wrong person to purchase the right thing, and there's always the wrong thing for the right person, if that makes sense. But if this is going to work out right, if you're going to end up selling something that's quality to someone for a proper price, if you're going to do that and they're going to walk away happy, which is what I would consider a good sale of any sort, if you're going to do that, you have to watch your wants. You got to know what they are. You got to lay them out there when at all possible. You've got to be able to lay them out there and get them out of the way as soon as possible, and then focus on their wants. But it's oftentimes people know instinctually behind the scenes in their subconscious, they realize that it feels like a weakness to reveal your wants. But if you tell them first, it's helpful. That's how you can get over the issue of this double-edged sword. Don't be scared of it. Understand it. Understand that people can control you through your wants. Don't let them. Put them out there in front of them and say, that's fine. This is what I'm after. This is what I want. Now show me what you want. And whether you're in the seller position or the buyer position, this is a really helpful strategy for you. If you're looking for other strategies to help build your business, I got a book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. It goes into more broad-based, long-term strategies, but it might be able to be something that would help you. You can buy a copy off Amazon. It's cheap. It's a hardback book, but it's short and cheap. Or you can get a free copy, amazonproofbook.com. You can download a digital copy. That's all I got for tonight. You have a good one. Get out there and let the magic happen.